is a burning thing.
And it makes... Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Martina of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Martina? Martina of Madison, you're on deck. Martina, when Martina comes back to the line, let's just put her right on. In the meantime, some news. Devin Nunez, a malignant individual who, you remember, back before 2018 when the Republicans had the majority, was the chairman of a committee who secretly snuck over to the White House at night and advised Donald Trump what was going on in Congress and did everything he could in the Ukraine investigation to crooked things up and save Donald Trump. He's very bad news. Devin Nunez in California has just announced that he is resigning from Congress, and he just sent in a letter. So I thought, well, that's great. Got a skunk. We have a skunk. We located one. We carried him out. And even if a Republican gets in that district, they couldn't be worse than Devin Nunez, a two-legged skunk. Well, I'll tell you what. There's a reason why he is getting out. First of all, wait a minute. Going back to the lines, Martina of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Martina?
So sorry. I hit the mute button. how people can save a ton of money and a lot of time by doing their own self-testing for COVID. When you wake up in the morning, take your temperature. You get a good thermometer, you know, $20 done at Walgreens. Good thermometer, take your own temperature. If it's under 100, don't worry. All right, you're okay. If it's 100 or better, take your pulse. If it's under 80, you're okay. If it's 90 or better, maybe we better watch it. Take your oxygen, get a little pulse oximeter, $50 down at Walgreens. Valuable tool. If your oxygen is below 95, start to worry, okay? If it's below 90,
this is all good stuff, you know, and I think pay attention to this, everybody. Martina is coming up with some good things here. Obviously, if you are concerned, the best thing to do is get tested. There are free testing sites, and hopefully there will soon be more testing kits. But here's the sad thing. I mean, as more and more people get vaccinated, something like a third of the country won't get vaccinated because the Republican leadership makes fun of vaccines and lies about them. So down in Greene County, 100% the people in the hospital with COVID were unvaccinated, and it's about 98% everywhere else. Martina, thanks a lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. Want to get back to Devin Nunez. So here's the reason why he resigned. Here's the reason why Devin Nunez resigned. He's taking a job with Trump. He's going to run Trump's new media and tech company. So presumably Trump offered him a slice, a lot more money. Congressman makes about 180 grand a year. It's a lot of money, but it's nowhere near what you're going to make running a media company. So it may be he had his tasters out for big pay raise. But here's the real reason. Here's the real reason. He's going around saying, oh, I'm going to run Trump's new media company. He doesn't know beans about running a media company. The real reason is that the Democrats in California made his district more competitive. And the clown won't be able to run in a safe red seat and shoot his mouth off and hide the Ukraine corruption anymore. Somebody will run against him. And that's why we need SB1 and HR1. We need fair seats. This seat that he's been redistricted into is not a lay down for Democrats. It's a fair seat. We're going back to the lines in order. We'll get you in before the end of the show. Rocky of Madison, you're next up. Thanks for calling, Rocky. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I got good news. I heard on the radio. The state of Wisconsin is developing carbon-free energy, reacting the fusion causes energy. You heard that one?
You know, I haven't, but, you know, if it happened at the UW, the faculty over there have come up with some really great stuff. Carbon-free energy would be great. The truth of the matter is the Republican Party has done everything in their power to sully the environment, and I'll give you two examples, one under Walker. they really got rid of state protections of wetlands and everything else. But under the Republican corrupt gerrymandered legislature under Voss, they've interfered with forever chemical regulations so that you have forever chemicals in drinking water now in a lot of the states in this state, including Dane County, by the way, everybody, you think, and Milwaukee County, believe it or not, near airports. Near airports, they use this foam for forever chemicals. And, of course, up in Marinette, up in Rhinelander, over in La Crosse, the Republican Party will poison the environment for the sake of their donors. That's just the sad fact. Rocky, thanks a lot for calling in. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're up next. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Good morning, Matt. Great to hear you in the new year. Say, in 2022, it's going to be the year of accountability. These people who want to not be vaccinated but infect others, they have to be held accountable. People who want to pass out guns like candy and don't want people to be murdered, they have to be accountable. When it comes to the environment right here in our state, our little buddy Scotty Walker, you know, he doesn't even live here anymore. Those guys like him and Ryan and Duffy, they have to go under the witness protection plan almost once they're out of office. That's how much they're afraid to be out in public. They don't even hang around in this state after the destruction they've left. So getting back to the accountable, let's hold them all accountable, including our buddy or our sweetheart there, the Duchess of Foxconn. She going to pay back the Foxconn bill? Look what Racine County spent just getting that ready. And no payback. You know, all a lie, all fabrication. Turn on Fox. I don't know how people listen to that. Actually, I listen to it so other people don't have to. It is the most depressing station I have ever listened to. And the news, they have thrown everything against the wall, from Hunter Biden to Hillary to you name it. And now it's on inflation. Well, you know what? And you know this as well as anybody. Inflation's the way we calculate it changed years ago. And it was going on during Trump, but, oh, now it's a problem. Now it's a problem. Give me a break. So, anyhow, thanks, Matt, for, you know, doing what you do. And all your listeners, you got a great bunch. Thanks, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Very, 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 very good points. Here's the one sad thing, though. Trying to keep people accountable when they're in a gerrymandered legislature is tough. Luke, you were about to say something. You're near the microphone.
Yeah, I just had a quick question for Bill. Bill, are you listening to this fine program on the Shaw 101 FM or WAUK 540 AM this morning?
Well, no, I'm glad. I'm really glad you asked that. The only way I can get your program loud and clear is to run it through 1510 AM, and then I call in. And once I call in, I can hear your program. That's why I don't hang up right away.
No, but Bill, yesterday we launched two stations in your neck of the woods out of Waukesha. WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. So you should tune into those two signals because you're able to listen to this fine program and all of the fine program we do here between Madison and Waukesha now on those two signals as well. And I didn't know if you knew the news, so I wanted to share it with you.
Thank you. And by the way, I'm going to share it with my friends out here in Lake Country and say, hey, you want to hear the truth? Turn into these stations. Now,
yeah, 540
AM. Don't listen to these people. Don't listen to them. If you don't want the truth, don't listen to these people. They might offend you. You know, they're going to hold you accountable. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Yeah. As Luke said and Bill just said, we're streaming out of Waukesha, the Shaw 5:40 a.m. Matt Flynn Direct, we're coming to the end of the show. Great callers. This is a great show. We've got a lot of great programming today. We're also now obviously streaming at 92.7 FM in Madison. We are covering Central Wisconsin, South Central, and Eastern and Southeastern Wisconsin. Matt Flynn Direct, great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct, be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.